Welcome to FSHD Straight Talk, the podcast where we dive deep into living with FSHD. I'm your host, Tim Hollenbach, and I'm on the journey with you. Having FSHD, I understand the challenges it brings to patients and their families. We're in this together, and this podcast is a space where we swap stories, share advice, and talk to experts to get the latest news. There's plenty to say about living with FSH muscular dystrophy, so let's get straight to it. Welcome all to another episode of FSHD Straight Talk. I'm your host, Tim Hollenbach, and in this episode, we're going to talk a little bit about the FSHD Society and what's coming. Those that may or may not know that the FSHD Society does help support this podcast, it is at FSHDSociety.org. You can find links to the episodes there. And also my email has their tag as well. So it's not super secret, right? At my email, FSHDradio@FSHDSociety.org. And if you want to get in touch with me, that's the best way to do it. I want to know if you want to be a guest on the show. I want to know things or topics you want to talk about we haven't maybe covered, or maybe we did and you want to swing back around and talk about it again. Or maybe there's a guest you'd love to hear from again. I'm kind of going back in the history of the guests, actually, and seeing almost like a where are they now, right? And I'm really thinking of that concept of some re-interviews with some guests that we haven't had or have talked to for a while. So I'm working on that. So maybe you're one of those guests, or maybe there's a guest on a podcast episode you listen to and you want to know what's happening with them now. You can definitely send me all that feedback. I'd love it. FSHDradio@FSHDSociety.org. Today's guest is Erin Saxon. She is within the marketing team, a two-person team, very small, considering the job that's in front of them, which is a complete rebrand of the FSHD Society. We're talking colors, fonts, tagline, website. It covers we're going to cover within this episode of what are they doing, when is it going to be launched, why are they doing it, and a little bit even of the history, you know, of the FSHD societies, as in, you know, the colors and logos and like where it all began. You have to respect the history to accept the future a little bit, right? So we definitely respect all of what's being built with the FSHD Society. Without that, there is no future. There is no present. There's no future without what was built in the beginning. So there's definitely a conversation about that, which is a fascinating piece of the conversation. The takeaways, you know, to me, and everything you do, and maybe this is some little bit of coaching advice for you, take it or leave it, as I've been told by others, is you got to know your why. Why are you doing it? It's not always what you do. I do this. Like people say, what do you do for a living? That's a long response for me because I do several things, right? I think sometimes we should ask people, why do you do it? What's your why in life? What's your why in your career? And if you keep that in front of you and all your questions you have within what you do all funnel through the why, and it has to be the in line with it, you'd find that a lot of your decision-making is a lot easier. You'll have more energy. You'll have better focus if you keep the why, lack of a better term, your true north, right? Your compass, your directional. And we cover that here. What is the FSHD Society's current why? Why do they do what they do? What is their why? The tagline they chose is very interesting. It definitely speaks to that front. So listen for that. Talks about their identity. I've had people ask me, Or, does FSHD define you? Or I've had guests on that have said, I don't want it to define me. And I have an opinion on that, of course, is like I do a lot of things, is it does define me. It's my DNA, dude. Like, it is me. That's just how it is. It's part of me. So, yeah, of course, it partly defines me. But I'm not ashamed of that fact. I don't think it's necessarily a negative thing. There's a lot of positive things that have happened because I have this disease. There has to be. There has to be. Everything has a negative and a positive. And so we even talk about that a little bit, right? The positive of growth, the positive of the future, the positive response that Erin gave when she presented this a little bit to the Volunteer Leadership Summit, the VLS, in February to the volunteers, which is awesome. To do that at our leadership group, our volunteer leaders, and to get them like their opinion, their buy-in, their response is huge, because that's what you get. You get a community then thinking like, okay, this isn't the FSHD Society is doing this head of steam. Don't care about anybody else's opinion why we're doing it. We want your opinion. We want your feedback and so on. So the process is talked about in this episode. A lot of fun things. I love this kind of conversation about these things because I'm really big into, you know, branding is important. Colors have to have a meaning. So if you're thinking, well, where's are the colors going to go? Like, what are they going to do? How is this going to change and why? Is orange finally going to be a part of it? Well, you'll have to listen and find out. All this to come on this interview. So we're going to get to that. But don't forget, FSHDradio@FSHDsociety.org is my email. Don't forget to rate, review, whatever, follow the show, all those things. Tell your friends, please. There's some amazing episodes in our archives. One of the most recent ones with Johnny Quintana. Oh, the paraclimber, U.S. paraclimber. That was a great episode. That's out there. So many inspirational stories, educational stories, some research episodes way back in there. You can find it all. I know I listen to mine through Spotify, but wherever you may find them, I'm pretty sure we're there. Pretty sure we're there. So without further ado, let's get on then with the episode with the interview with Aaron Saxon of the FSHD Society marketing team. So as promised, we have a fantastic interview here with Aaron Saxon. She is part of the FSHD Society. And those that don't know, you know, this show is supported by the FSHD Society. And Aaron has a very, I think it's a fun role within the FSHD Society, because it's the things that intrigue me a lot about, if it's nonprofit or if it's business. It's a lot with marketing and branding. So we're going to touch on those things and probably broaden that conversation beyond that. But Aaron, thanks for being here, spending some time with us. It's good to see you. We share a lot of interactions behind the camera and behind the scenes with the podcast. You are a huge help in that regard for this to make sure it happens. But I guess I want to start, yeah, like, what's your title, role, and how did you get here? Like, how did you find your way to our community?
Sure. Well, thank you so much, Tim, for having me on. It's so odd to be in the interview seat.
In the interview seat.
After being behind the scenes for so long. But I'm the marketing director at the FSHD Society. So a bit about the role. You know, we have a small but mighty team at the society, but our marketing and communications team is just me and Ann Sasla, our digital coordinator. So we have a small team, but a lot of stuff to do kind of behind the scenes. So, you know, when you think of what our marketing team covers, it's like, you know, our general messaging as an org, social media, the website, any press releases, print and digital communications. I see you've got a copy of The Advocate on your desk.
I do. Yeah, yes.
You know, helping with that. We, you know, at the society, it's a lot of cross collaboration, but you know, the Marcom team plays a role in all like video editing and marketing of Better Life and all this kind of stuff. The podcast, right?
Yeah. Yes, that pesky podcast.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, getting all of our stuff out there. Like, do people know what we have to offer? And then also the evaluation of it. You know, how can we, for example, reach more people with the podcast? So it's interesting.
It's a big job, it sounds like, for two people.
I think so. It feels that way.
Like a lot.
Certainly.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I've heard of companies or organizations that sometimes just have people only on the website, or they just have people just do social media. But it's like you're dabbling in a lot of different things. So where were you before you came here?
Sure. So before, let me think. I started the society about 2.5 years ago. And before that, I mean, my background is in teaching. Like, I taught as an adjunct professor for a while. I taught English and creative writing. I taught in Spain for a couple of years right before starting at the society. And I have a master's in creative writing. So I kind of have this background of like educating and then like the art and craft of writing, which I think actually pairs well. Like, to me, when I first got into this field and, was looking at, communications jobs, I thought marketing was like, oh, that's like selling things to people, that's like selling gadgets or something. But I think it's actually this really, at the society, and the nonprofit world, it's this really cool kind of intersection of informing or educating people mixed with like the art and craft of storytelling, which is, yeah, I think, yeah, I don't know. I feel
That's
well
interesting.
suited to that, but it is a lot of fun.
And you've been in my seat too. Like you've interviewed some people, you've definitely dabbled in a little bit of the history of the FSHD society, the logo. And since I've been here, there has been a little tweaks, right? Even I think it was like the FSH society and the subtle changes. But the colors have kind of always been the colors, the little logo with the torch and whatnot. Those that don't know that that's a torch, in the logo, and it's kind of looked that way. And but like, what have you come to learn that like where the FSHD society started, like why is it even called society? Like, you know what I mean? Like, what's kind of is there any history that you find is interesting? Because I think in order for us to talk about what the future may look like here that you're creating, well, how did it all start in the past?
So from what I've gleaned, like I've interviewed some of the people that were around at the founding of the society in 91, and that's been just really fascinating to hear, to think about like how far things have come when that was founded by Dan Perez and Steve Jacobson. People didn't even know about Ducks 4. There was zero funding dedicated to FSHD, and I actually spoke with former treasurer Ann Biggs Williams that I was, interviewing her, and we got to talking, and she was like, "Oh, do you know why it's the society?" And I was like, "No, why did you pick that word?" And she said, I believe it was like at the library they had a big reference book where you could look up different associations and societies and different groups like that, and they had like definitions for each of these things, and the definition she said for society felt more like encompassing. It felt more like the definition that was in that book felt more like a community. So that's why they
More of
landed
a
on that.
proper fit than an
Yeah.
association. Yeah, I
Yeah.
suppose when you see it from that, right? We're a society of people. Yeah, that makes sense. That
Right.
does make
Yeah.
sense. Yeah, because I always wondered that, to be honest with you. I'm like, interesting. Because even when I tell people, I do this podcast for the FSHD Society. They're like, what's that? Like, I think the first thing they think of is like a cult or something.
No.
It's like, no,
I hope
it's not. Well,
not. I
maybe.
hope
No,
not.
it's not. And yeah, and then it feels like you have to explain it a little bit, which is always fine. Educating others is should always happen, but especially within the disease, more people know about it and so forth. But yeah, the society, I guess, choice of words was always interesting to me. So that's kind of fascinating. Now, as this goes forward, it sounds like part of your current time concentration of energy has been a rebranding, colors, so that's what logo, maybe there's probably website, as you mentioned, all the things you touched on of what your role is. So if you change a brand or change the colors, you're going through it all, aren't you, to like work on that? Like, how does that all look?
Yeah, so this is a big project we've been working on behind the scenes that started actually April of last year.
Wow.
Because we've been working with a firm called Jigsaw that's actually near you. I think they're in Milwaukee.
Really?
Yeah. They've been great to work with, but we're not just changing. That's like the big thing that I'm on here to talk about, is that we are changing our brand. We're evolving next month in May.
Okay.
And yeah, and it's so much more than just the look and the colors. We're at a phase in like the FSHD landscape and in our work where we're kind of moving on to like the next step, right? So we're using this opportunity not to just have like a new, fresher, visual look, but also our messaging. Like, is it cohesive? Is it representative of who we are and what we're doing? Are we explaining to people like how we can help and all of these things? And the other big piece of that too is the website. It kind of all starts with our website. So that's been a huge project
Bet.
of starting from scratch and rewriting basically, everything that we have. And I think I think in recent years, like, things have started changing, right? There are all these drug trials going on, which is so exciting. And our work has started to evolve. And it's been hard to explain that cohesively, I think. I don't know
Yeah.
if it feels that way for you, but it's like,
Yeah.
we have, you
Agreed.
know, we have Better Life and we have the Navigator and the Project Mercury. We have like all these different initiatives. So part of this rebrand is to help us talk about what we're like, why we're doing what we're doing, the strategy behind it, because it definitely all connects. We're at this phase of looking at not if a treatment is coming, but when. You know, how can we shorten the length of time it will take to get approved? How can we make sure that people can access it? Just
It's
all of
more
these other things.
clearing of the road, right? A preparation for what we believe is coming instead of
Yes.
researching only. I mean, that's
Yeah.
always happening, but I'm sure even when there's some type of treatment, there'll still be research happening for a better treatment or whatever that may be. So the why, right? It sounds like then a representation, like almost a cleaning up, a funneling of, okay, you're right. We have a lot of initiatives. When you mention that, I'm not going to lie. And I'm like in the podcast world for the society and stuff. Sometimes I'm like, wait a minute, wait a minute. Now we have a what? Like, what is this? This is now Better Life. Okay, but we had Navigator. Okay, what was that? Yeah, it feels like sometimes, like, is there a trail of breadcrumbs back to like where we began to what we're doing? And because these are all awesome initiatives and projects and things to help, but to streamline it into the why, you know, is key, right? So
Absolutely.
is that kind of the drive then for part of why this is happening, the branding then?
That's a big part of it, right? We also want like the new messaging and look and everything to fit like the advocacy efforts that we'll have to do that are on the horizon, with, you know, making sure drugs are covered when they become available. But I was speaking with Howard Chabner, who's on the board, and I think I really like this phrase that he said. He said, people don't understand this, but getting a drug to market is like putting a person on the moon. You know, and
Wow.
I like as somebody, I wasn't, you know, part of the rare disease space before I came to the FSHD Society. A lot, fortunately, a lot of people on staff were like they've been through this with other, like a similar path, right, at other organizations. But to me, it was all new. And so when I heard, oh, there are these, you know, clinical trials are going on and things are moving forward, I thought, oh, that's amazing. Like it's just a matter of time, right? It's just a matter
Right.
of waiting. But you know, the and I think a lot of people think like that and feel that way, but it's unfortunately it's not that easy. Like there are so many ways for things to go wrong or fail. And you know, like obviously it was heartbreaking, the news with Fulcrum back
Well, yeah,
in
absolutely.
September. And that's
Right.
just, you know, one hiccup in this long journey. It like there's so much work that needs to be done ahead of treatments becoming available. Like it's just, yeah. So it's part of, you know, this rebrand is helping talk about that work in a more, I think, cohesive way. 'Cause it is, I think it's hard to kind of wrap your mind around, really. Like it is for me anyway.
Yeah, it is. And so then where do you start? Like, where does the, because you're a very creative person, you wouldn't be doing what you do for a living, have a master's in what you have in a creative, that kind of writing without having that creative brain side of our brain, you know, really firing. So like, where, how do you take the things you're saying and then translate it into colors, logo, tagline, etc.?
Oh my gosh, that's a tough question, right? I
Yeah.
think, you know, a lot of it is like there are different parts to that, to the answer to that. But I think part of it is being able to empathize or like put yourself in somebody else's shoes. I think like there's a bit of actually like education that comes into it. Like being able to teach, I think, is important skill because you're anticipating what the other person thinks or feels. So I think that's part of it, like trying to imagine how different audiences would interpret things, because we have so many super smart people on staff that sometimes, you know, being able to see it through this other filter of like, well, how would the average person see that? And so I think in some ways like that creativity helps, and also not having a background in drug development helps because I'm willing to ask questions and try to simplify things, right? So part of it is this, like flow of information. How can we make this easier to understand? And then when it comes to like the image, right? The visual aspects of our brand is thinking like, who do we see ourselves as, right? And does that match the like what we're putting out there? Like, does this match? And so we did a lot of, work like on thinking about our brand, right? And thinking about like who we're becoming. And so we worked with Jigsaw to it's really fascinating because we boiled it down to some like personality traits, which that sounds maybe a little, I don't know, silly, but brands have personalities.
Oh,
Like,
sure.
absolutely. Like if you think about Nike, like they have, this, motivation, endurance, things like,
Athletic, strong, right? You start thinking of these, but they're personality traits, but it has to do with business, or it has to do with, nonprofits. Like, how does it make you feel when you think of this brand, right? Or when you wear their product, and like, right, I find those questions fascinating, or the process of it all fascinating.
And a little bit more about that process that was really cool is that, we want to make sure that we're reflecting who we are accurately. And so we, boiled it down to some of these different personality traits. Like we are empathetic on the, on the one hand, and on the other, we're bold and innovative. And I think the society has always been that way. Again, looking at these interviews with people who founded it, you have like this people like Dan and Steve who were just kind of revolutionary the way that they're thinking, and they're very like these bold people. And then I've, heard stories about Carol Perez and the way that she would just call people up and establish this like support network. So I think we've always kind of been this way of like bold but empathetic, which is just really cool to see. And so a lot of that work now with the visual identity is like, are we matching that? Are we matching that for 2025 and beyond? Does our brand feel like warm and inviting, but also, innovative?
Is it empathetic, and is it bold, right? At the same time. So then, what can you tell us about what this looks like? And that answer is, broad, but you can go as many directions as you want, from logo, colors, fonts, all the way to, whatever you can say and whatever you can share with us, teasing us, tease us as much as you can, I guess, about the look.
I think I could reveal a lot. I won't try to describe. I don't think it would be very exciting for me to visually, describe the way that the logo looks, but I can absolutely reveal that, we also got feedback from not just internal staff, but from volunteers and other people in the community along the way. And we something I knew people would want from from social media, from conversations I've had with people is orange, or like,
Okay, so
orange.
that's my first box. That's checked. Like, is orange going to exist? Okay.
Orange is our primary color is a
That's
lovely
good.
shade of orange, but it's also, it's FSHD, right? But it's also it's this kind of warm but energetic color. So that's part of the palette. You'll also see like sort of like a forest green, sort of
Oh, that's interesting.
sets it really nicely. So we're retiring. We've got this kind of our current color palette is this maroon and teal. The maroon actually is tracks all the way back to the beginning of the society. We won't be part of the new brand, but I learned that it was chosen because Dan Perez's alma mater was Harvard, and it's
Oh,
Harvard Crimson.
wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
Right.
That
I
makes sense.
So at the beginning, that maroon was there, I think, to like help establish credibility.
Well, that's good. I mean, but you're right. It's evolving into something different now. The right color for that time. Orange is the right color for this time. And then, yeah, the forest green. Why do you think, green in general, but forest green is a little darker, a little, So it's deeper, which is fun for me because I like a bright color offsetting with a darker. So it sounds like maybe that's happening too. But yeah, I'm kind of curious, like what does that green represent?
I think, to me, I think growth when I see that, like of, like
Sure.
plants
Yeah.
and living things that are growing, which does reflect where we're, what we're doing as, as the society and also just the FSHD space in general. Like there's a lot of growth happening. I do think it just visually offsets it really nicely.
Yeah.
But some of the other choices that we've made as far as our visual branding is you'll see more modern but like rounded looking fonts
Okay.
to, to sort of, there's a
Yeah.
lot of tone and personality that can be read into a font, which sounds maybe.
That's true. Oh, that's totally right. Right. I mean, just yeah, just the way a word is written can make you think, is it old or new or modern, or is it angry even, right? There's emotion it can be with a font. Like if you send someone a text in all caps, you're in trouble. And they must say text back, whoops, I didn't realize I was all caps. So it's like, you're right.
Like I
Doesn't
wouldn't
mean a
write
lot.
an email in Comic Sans, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that
Very
would be odd.
different
Yeah, that
for
would be different.
personalities.
Yeah. Huh.
So you'll
So,
see, oh,
yeah.
sorry.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
So you'll see, these new colors, new fonts. Our color palette is a lot broader too. There's more like yellows and blues and things. So we've got a lot. It's really exciting in terms of design because we've been kind of confined by the old brand for a while. The other thing that we're excited about in terms of this, the visual stuff and the logo type stuff is our new tagline, which is
Okay.
powering the path forward. So you'll see that, language here and there. We landed on that, and this was such an involved process, all along the way of the logo, the, every
Yeah.
choice has been really thoughtful. But that one is what we landed on in terms of, powering the path forward. Like we want different stakeholders to look at that and connect with it. So it can feel like what, yes, we're moving, we're trying to move the needle and we're, doing this work, but it could mean different things to different people. Could be in
Yeah,
terms
because
of like somebody's personal health journey or, drug development. We just, yeah, that one appealed to us.
that is good. I mean, it does say it all in four words, right? I mean, it's simple, to the point. It feels powerful, right? Because powering is in there, of course, and forward is always makes you think of something positive on the horizon, and at least the way I think of things. And then the difference, yeah, it was. The old tagline was what? Lighting the way to a cure.
Yes.
Right?
This one's
But
a
you're
little
right.
more
Yeah.
like forceful.
Yeah. Well, and it's a little bit in the past. I mean, I guess there's still elements of that happening, but I think it's there's just more, like you said, like it's a shift in what the society is doing. A lot of research based, what's ducks for, what's causing this to now path forward. I mean, if we're looking at a possible treatment cure. I think you mentioned before we hit record, like what six companies or drug trials are like bounced around out there. It sounds like there's more on the horizon, hence the preparation, hence the path, right? Kind of clearing the path. So I think it's a little more fitting. It feels like the new tagline for what the FSHD Society is compared to what it was.
It feels like, yeah, this it definitely feels more appropriate. Like it's more, there's more action involved. Like we're not, like there's strategy and effort behind all of the things that we're doing in order to,
That's
like
good.
facilitate collaboration and really like drive and drive things forward in many different ways, whatever that means, right? Whether that's advocacy or collaborating with researchers or like, facilitating collaboration among researchers with like the IRC and all these different things that we do.
Yeah, you're right. There's a lot of collaboration throughout the globe. I'm sure even, I think there's still our friends here in the US, Canada.
Yeah.
Sorry, I had to go there for a
Oh.
minute. Yeah, but you're right. Like globally, right? Yeah, we have to be cognizant of all those connections that the FSHD has not just with the community itself, but with other groups and researchers and so forth. So I know that you released this a little bit out to the, you know, a volunteer leadership summit, the VLS, back what, February. You presented it to that group and there was some feedback given and so forth. It sounds like that went really well. But I guess that is my question. Like, how do you feel like so far as the reveal is happening, how do you think it's been received thus far, the changes?
So far, it's gone very well. I was very nervous to present at the Volunteer Leadership Summit. Yeah, because it's, you know, it's it means a lot to people, like a visual identity of a brand, like changing, especially with our volunteers, like they're, you know, so involved, like they put forth so much effort and time and, you know, helping people in the community and raising funds and all of this work. So their opinion really, really matters quite a lot. So, you know, I was hoping that they would like it. It seemed for the most part, you know, like my fear too, is that people would be like, oh, I've got to make new signs, you know? Like,
oh, sure. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's, you know, unfortunate, but it's
kind of getting weeds there. Right. I mean, changes hard for some, easy for others. And you're right. I mean, boots on the ground, changing things. Your t-shirts you've had now are like out of date, you know,
they're vintage.
Now
yeah.
What? Yeah, they're vintage. I like that. You should have an own you know, a vintage store, right? Of FSHD society stuff.
Vintage swag.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with vintage, but it's kind of in. But I like the fact that it's also feels like it's modern, right? Modernized colors. Thank God for the orange. That would have been, if you didn't have orange in there, man, I don't know. I would have been like, what is going on? This was your chance. No. So I'm really glad they had that the orange is in there and that it's been well received. So you mentioned May-ish. I know how marketing goes. Everything you think is great until, you know, something glitches and then it kind of pushes thing out. So yeah, I don't think anybody needs to be settled on an exact date, but it's exciting that it's coming because we're recording this. It's like the beginning of April here. That's like next month. So how do you feel? You mentioned nervous revealing it to the volunteers. You're about to release it to everybody at some point. How are the nerves, the butterflies? Is it starting to build for you?
Oh gosh, it's definitely starting. I mean, it's helpful that it was at VLS. It was a positive response, and it was awesome to get people's input on some of the other things we have going on, like all of our logos need to be changed, for example,
right.
You know, like the new Walk and Roll logo.
Oh,
I was able to get a lot of input at VLS that's helping us, you know, make decisions. But I mean, I'm a little nervous, but also just really excited because this is such a collaborative effort, truly. And it's going to be better for the FSHD community, which I think is like the most important thing. When I think about it, I think, you know, for example, our website, I know we talked about it a little, I think, before you hit record, but
yeah,
it's almost like our website now is kind of, it's a reflection of the growth of the society. It's people who were all adding things to the site over the years, right? Like, we haven't had more than a couple paid employees for most of our existence.
Right.
So
right.
A lot of people were doing a lot of different things. So you end up with a website that's full of all these resources and all this really good stuff that's really hard to get to.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, some of it might be like dense copy. It's there's not a lot of cohesion and it's hard to navigate the site. So part of what we've been doing is at least half our staff, we've been going through and editing all of the web pages and rethinking this sounds kind of like in depth, but the site architecture, like when you get
right.
to a site, what are you looking for? Like, we had to develop different user personas. Like, how might somebody navigate the site? What are they, when they come there, what are they looking for?
Yeah.
So I think we've done really good work in restructuring things and making it more readable, more accessible, less, you know, walls of text, which, you know, the way that the web works has changed, you know, it has changed over time. Like, as we are used to scrolling and getting information visually really fast, that
Yeah,
means that
yeah.
websites have to change
True.
to match that.
So
So
you're saying that the old one was too wordy? Is that, I mean, from my
I
non-marketing at all brain? I mean,
would
is that what that means? Like it's like too much?
I'd say that's a fair assessment. I mean, and part of that is just, like I said, like the evolution of the way websites work is different now. And I, you know, as some, like I read a lot personally, but when I land on a website with a bunch of text, I'm like, oh, I don't have time for this, you
Yeah, do you
know?
feel exhausted? Right. You already feel tired and you
Yeah.
need to start. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Huh.
So, yeah, I think I'm nervous but excited for people to see it, because I think it's a better tool for everybody in the community. So it's looking forward
Yeah.
to it.
Yeah. And it is the tool, in my opinion. I mean, you asked me, yeah, before we hit record, like, I don't know the last time you went on there. I'm on there relatively often. To be honest with you, I'm probably more into the Better Life emails I get, you know, and then I get those links and directly do my stuff through there. But definitely before show props and what's going on and what's the latest. So I'm excited to see the changes in there visually, accessibility. I'm a little bit flattered too that the podcast is like on the scrolling currently, you know, a homepage thing. I was like, wow, I don't know why they. That's great. Thank you for that.
You're a hugely
But.
important piece of everything. Of course, we want it on the
Well,
homepage.
yeah. But and then like when your team helped rebrand, you know, what we're doing, the podcast part. I'm always excited for change. I'm very very few times I've been like you giving pushback on it. Because I think usually a fresh look is usually called for. And I was excited when that happened. And I think it was very well received and still has been the way the show has gone, the rebranding. So, you know, the fact that you're going to do sprinkle your creative magic over the whole FSHD Society look, website, tagline, everything, I don't think it's going to fail at all.
Let's
I
hope
just don't.
not.
I just don't. No, I think it's going to be well received. I'm excited. I mean, I get really geeked out about, you know, teams when they change logos or color schemes and stuff because I always find those things interesting. And the fact that I'm involved with this, not just as a patient, but a little bit, you know, the podcast and so forth. I'm really excited to kind of see it, you know. So I know you can't say a date. So May, I guess I'll just have this on my track in May. And then how is that going to be released? Like, when will people know? Will they just click it on one day, or are you guys sending like a press release, so to speak?
I've got a comms plan going, but I didn't think of
Okay.
a press release, maybe. But I think we're recording on April 1st, and
Yes.
I think we've got our e-news is going out right now that has like a little blurb in it. The
Okay.
last issue of The Advocate, our magazine, mentions it a little bit on one page. So over the course of the next month, people will start hearing more and more, like for example, with this episode of the podcast, and people will be talking about it on social media at leading up to it, and inviting people to go to the website when that launches. So we'll be out there in different ways, and then asking for feedback. We want to know what people think. So,
That's cool.
nothing's perfect, right? Like if we're
No, I
missing
guess
things
not.
on the website or this or that, we want to know about
For
it. We
sure.
want to make it better.
Yeah, you're right. You test it to death, I'm sure. But yeah, there might be some things that people find not as easy. Maybe small tweaks. It always happens. But at some point, you gotta make the decision and like launch, and then see what happens, and then you can always go back. You want to have that paralysis by analysis, either, right? So yeah, you're right. There has to be some type of release point. At some point, like I tell people, you just have to jump. You know, it's like some point you just have to jump and just, you know, pull the chute. So yeah, no, this is exciting. I don't know. Did I miss anything that your world of this rebrand is going to touch that we didn't talk about? I want to make sure that there's no stone left unturned.
Good question. I feel like we've covered kind of the most important things. And like you, I'm somebody that really embraces change. So I'm excited about all of this. And I think the work with the podcast last year and sort of rethinking it, right, has been really effective. And I think that helps with the nerves, right? So, and with this rebrand, it's been a huge effort among, the people at Jigsaw and the staff internally. It's this massive project. So, I think it'll be really good. I'm, excited
Yeah, me
more
too.
than
Can't
anything.
wait. Well, thanks, Aaron, for being here on this episode. Kind of still teasing the launch. Look for it. It sounds like it's sprinkling in over the next month, and then we'll look for it full bore in May. I can't wait. That's going to be exciting. But yeah, thanks, Aaron, for joining us and spending some time with us.
Thank you so much, Tim. Thank you for having me and for everything that you do. Like it's your podcast is wonderful, and I'm so glad that we, that we get to work together.
Yeah, absolutely. Likewise, this wouldn't happen without Aaron, by the way, everyone.
And Anne Sasla too.
Yes, and Anne, there's so the people behind the scenes. I do put Erin out there in front because she's like the editor, getting it all cut and put nicely for everybody to kind of see and watch and listen. That's not easy. That's what I tell people. That can be hard. I try to make it easy, but I know that can be hard. So yeah, without that team, this probably wouldn't go so well. So yeah, thank you, Erin. So
Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed the interview with Erin Saxon. I'll tell you, it is a concept or a conversation that even Aaron would say, like, I didn't know, like, how long can I talk about rebranding? How long can I really, talk about this type of subject or what we're doing? It's fascinating. It represents our community. It's grossly important for sure. It's very, very, very important. And Aaron takes that personally. She doesn't want it to fail. She represents what the FSHD Society is doing for our community. She cares. And it showed in this interview. She mentioned afterwards, like, I was a little nervous. That's why you're nervous, right? You're nervous because you care. She takes on the responsibility. And without Aaron, and now without Anne, who does a lot of the editing of the episodes currently, Aaron has done them in the past as well. Their collaboration with this podcast, it wouldn't happen. So I owe a lot to that team. And to talk about, as we did, the why, the identity of what the FSHD Society is just fantastic, that this is all happening and change is happening for a reason of that research is pushing forward. This is no doubt. This conversation was definitely, yeah, it's marketing, it's branding. Oh, is that dry? No, it's a symbolism of the future. It is symbolizing what's to come. There are treatments we hope in the pipeline here. A lot of things are happening. FSHD Society has to be prepared for that. So part of this rebranding is that preparation, is that representation. If you didn't do this, that means we're kind of stuck. We're stuck in a place. You can't be. You have to move forward. Hence the tagline, powering the path forward. And I believe that's what this episode definitely represented. That was one of my takeaways, very easy to understand that. Because she mentioned, trying to send a person to the moon is how difficult I've heard it described, by Abner, by one of the board members, trying to find a treatment or cure for FSHD. It's like trying to get a person to the moon. It kind of feels that way, but we've done that. That has happened, despite any conspiracy theories out there, but that has happened. That person did go to the moon. So we can do this without a doubt. And I think this can happen. And these actions, these changes is a direct representation of the changes in the FSHD society and the changes in the course of which our disease treatments to a cure, we hope, is coming. We are definitely down that path, the path forward. So really thankful for Aaron Saxon for joining us. Always thankful for that marketing team for helping this, not only this episode, but all the past ones getting on air, including Anna. Thank you very much for that, for sure. So I hope you enjoyed the episode. If you want to be on an episode, I'd love to have you. I've already heard from some people. They've emailed me just this week, working at getting them locked in and booked. So it does happen. Like I really don't ignore the emails. I really want to hear from you. If you have comments about the shows, if you just want to reach out, if you want to be a guest, if you know someone that you'd like even nominate a little bit for a get to be a guest, I'd like to know about that. FSHD Radio at FSHDSociety.org is the best way to reach me. You can follow me personally on social media. I'm the Facebook guy. I think I have an X account and so forth. I interact on there a little bit too. So wherever you want to find me, you want to connect, if it's a podcast needed or not, feel free to do so. I really want to be here for the community. I've had some great community members on here, and I'll tell you, that's one of the positives of the disease for myself, that I can interview and talk to such great people and be inspired to some excellent creative people like Aaron, who we had on today. So I thank you for joining us. I thank you all for listening, watching the show. Thanks for being a part of it. You've been listening to FSHD Straight Talk. We'll see you next time.